Christians are at risk as cartoon violence continues. The Bible League is helping feed the spiritually hungry in Ukraine, and a ministry in Ghana crossed trains into 2006. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Islamic fury over the cartoons of Muhammad has hit Europe, the Middle East, and other parts of the world. American evangelist Sammy Tippett travels into the Muslim world regularly. He's concerned about Christians who are open in their faith. He's asking Christians to pray for their safety.
There will be those who are radical who will take out their extreme feelings on the believers. And I think the second thing is that they would be able to respond and reflect and show the love of Christ. Sometimes it's in that kind of situation that God can really use.
Tippett doesn't believe the outcry will affect their television and other work in the Arab world. Tippett tells us what he expects will happen.
Your radical people are going to be more radical, but most of the people are very moderate and even open to the gospel and searching. I think the gospel will go forth. I think our ministry will go forth.
Next, Ramabai Mukti Mission is asking Christians around the world to pray for a major rally that's scheduled to begin February 11th in Gujarat, India. The goal is to reconvert 500,000 people back to Hinduism. The plan is to go into villages and identify Hindu homes with flags. Any homes without flags will be targeted for reconversion. Christians could face threats, attacks, or other means to get people to join Hinduism. Pray for protection and that Mukti's expansion in Gujarat will move forward. You're listening to Mission Network News. Tensions between Russia and the Ukraine are running high over natural gas. The Ukrainian people, who felt hope for renewal after last year's Orange Revolution, now shiver from the cold and despair of economic and political instability. But in the midst of the struggle, the Bible League reports an increased hunger for God's Word, and they're working with local churches to meet that hunger. They do need your help to provide enough Bibles for those who request them. $4 can give a Bible to a hungry soul. We turn next to the work of Every Child Ministries. ECM is now offering 3 days of intensive cross-cultural missionary training for those preparing to train nationals in children's and youth ministries. Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster.
We've been very successful in training Africans to reach their own people, so we'd like to use that training to help Americans get ready to go and to be equipped to take their knowledge here and use it in another culture.
Rouster designed the program for Christians who already have significant ministry training and experience. However, it's about more than that.
When Americans and Africans get together in teaching situations, we learn from each other. Both teams have strengths and weaknesses. Both teams have good ideas that the other can profit from. So when we come together and share those things, it's a win-win situation.
And things are coming back on track in the Gulf Coast region. InterVarsity's National Coordinator for Urban Projects, Randy White.
Urban Projects, which is what we call these experiential discipleship events, really bring these two things back together, where the Word of God and the work of God go side by side. And so working in a disaster zone such as has happened in areas affected by Katrina has really helped us develop these programs.
White says students from 4 states are taking part in InterVarsity's Katrina Relief Urban Project. March sees spring break urban plunges, while 4 June trips are in the works.
Our unique call or niche is to stand in between, being sure that both communities have the resources that they need. So for the long term, we want to develop leaders who will stay in New Orleans, be part of the reconstruction, apply biblical principles of transformation, and seek the peace of the city.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spiritual Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like the innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.